and welcome back to another episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer. Today, we are watching the 22nd episode of Power Rangers RPM, The Dome Dolls. Now, basically, reading this, looks to be an adaptation of an episode that I find kind of fun from the Sentai Go-Onger. I don't remember the name of the title or the title of the episode, but it does involve, at least that version, involves the female villain, the only non-completely robotic villain on the bad guy team, teaming up with Yellow and Silver to help stop this monster that the guys can't stop for some reason. And it involves them actually singing a song. G3 Princess is the team name, and I believe that's also their song, which is just a take on the engine raps that are at the end of every episode and movie that Go-Onger had. And that's a lot of fun. So I don't remember this happening, and this doesn't seem to be something you would see in a serious show like RPM is doing, but we'll see what happens. So without any further ado, let's jump right into this, and we're going to do that in 3, 2, 1, go! The Dome Dolls was the 22nd episode of Power Rangers RPM. It first aired on September 5th, 2009, written by John Tillagen and directed by Mike Smith.
Show you what she's got. Show off. Seen less holes in a screen door.
Ew.
Oh, come on. You just need to regasket the entire engine, change the filters, and probably switch out a fuel pump. I'll get some tools.
Okay, Doc. Now. We want to get started. Nice and goes like that. Now,
that's one way to get rid of a hat.
We can skip the hat. Now, the key to any good breakfast is the fruit. Now, fresh is best. Pay attention. It's quite important. Okay, now.
Where did you learn to cook?
Prison. I worked the chow line, and criminals would come from all walks of life, and they would eat my meals, and I would. Dr. K, come back here. Dr. K, come back here.
What a perfect morning for a run.
There's no way you beat us here. No way.
She must have taken a shortcut.
Generation 3 chemical bot. It's armed with toxins that can knock out everyone in Corinth City. Yeah, I know. I'm brilliant.
No, not you! It's Killabot!
Indeed, it is.
Ooh, new guy!
My most feared general. I thought I'd lost you. I thought I'd lost myself a few times, Commander. 4,319.2 miles of what? Well, no wonder I've had such a headache. Sweetheart, would you mind cleaning
that was a nice effect.
A sweetheart? I am Tanaya, Generation 7, Vengix Human Infiltration Attack Bot.
Just 7?
Well, even that should be enough to know how to use a broom.
Let go of me!
Denial 7, take your chemical bot and attack the city as planned.
Chemical bot with all those straws? That's kind of funny. Okay, this is going interestingly. The camera is so shaky.
Rangers, as expected, I'm picking up another Vengix attack bot across the city. Break off. Transmitting coordinates.
Gemma, you stay here. We're gonna go after the other guy.
No
problem. All right, guys, let's split.
Right. Yeah. I'll show Kilobyte who's sweet.
That wasn't bad, but okay. This is a little easy. Oh, thank goodness they showed he has a belt of those things. I thought he pooped it. Oh, this is a new trick.
What? He got away. Wait a minute.
What'd he drop?
I don't know.
He might have gotten away, but we got this.
Bravo, bravo, Tenaya 7.
Was it on purpose, though? Oh, it's only taking out the dudes. Oh, that's not good.
Thanks. I can't wait to see this upgrade in action.
Yeah. No way.
Think it'll affect Dylan? Yep, took out Dylan.
Guys.
Ooh, Dylan and...
Oh, Summer, that's very pretty.
Dylan and Scott are holding hands.
It looks to be chromosomally specific.
What does all this flashing mean?
Don't touch that. This isn't the Chow line.
The guys have all collapsed.
Asleep. Dr. K. Every man in the city is asleep.
Even the colonel.
Who's gonna watch?
Not Ziggy?
What are we gonna do?
Calm down, Vasquez. As I suspected, it's chromosomal. That toxin you brought back is chemically linked to the XX chromosomes.
Gender specific for girls.
That means the XY toxin must have been released into the atmosphere,
knocking out all the men.
Well, not all the men. I think it's because I'm so physically conditioned. I'm too strong for the... There it is.
Okay.
Hey, snap out of it. We're far from helpless.
Just completely outnumbered.
Hold it together, Vasquez.
Do you think she's gonna hold it together?
Zero probability.
Let me worry about her. Gemma, keep working on the modifications you and Flynn had started on the road attacks work.
Colonel, wake up!
I'll start working on an antidote.
Yes! Read it and weep, chump. All the men inside Corinth are out cold, thanks to me.
Not the women as well. I suppose they are useless anyway.
Oh, I get it.
Oh!
Look like a human girl, I can't bring it.
Not at all. I think because you are programmed like a human girl, you cannot bring it, as you say. Nobody likes a cheap shot, but I do like your spunk.
I do not like this guy at all.
Release her. As you wish.
I just noticed that part of his design makes it look like he's wearing a tie and a collared shirt. That's actually kind of cool.
You're not going to leave me here, are you?
We have to protect the city. You're in charge of the biosphere now.
Me? But I don't want to be in charge.
Listen, we're five rangers down. We need you. Corinth needs you. You can do this.
Okay. What's the plan?
Well, we don't have one, but you can do it.
Modifications to road attack sword complete, but right now it can only be energized using Scott's engine cell.
Right. Antidote version 1. Computer simulation calculates a 52% probability of success. Now, who should we test it on?
Well, Scott. Nope, Ziggy.
I had the strangest dream. We were on a date.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Any luck?
Luck is an abstract concept that ignores skill. But since you asked, no.
Okay.
The guards at the eastern quadrants must be asleep. The shields have been breached. Hey, it's an emergency, right?
Yeah.
I love that they're taking Dylan's car, not Scott's.
Let's show him who's boss.
Is that the same area again? Apparently, they do have a plan, just...
You're completely outnumbered.
It's not ready yet.
This won't take very long.
Let's make history. Charge!
Oh, I would have morphed first. Definitely. That's a lot of... Yeah.
Yeah!
successes.
Yeah, this. I would have done this earlier. I know it's kind of smart, but that uses up a lot of your energy. I don't know if that was the greatest idea you've ever had there, Summer. Why? They don't usually need to worry about that. Well, maybe since they're 70%. Just the two of them, it's important. Uh-oh, still working.
What are you waiting for? An invitation? Get in there!
I like how the head looks kind of like any of the other bots, just, you know, with eyes and a straw. Oh, it's gonna rain soon, apparently. You know, that's actually kind of gross.
My suit's at 52%.
I'm at 48.
Vasquez, I'm ready.
Initiate Operation City Storm.
Roger that.
Oh, okay. For a second there, I thought they were just going to use the clouds coming in on purpose. That can't be good. Oh. Yeah, it almost hit you way over there. This does kind of take advantage of the darker clouds we saw a minute ago. There's some blue right now, but... Oh, Dylan's not going to be happy about that. Wow, that was a good shot.
Climate control offline. Summer. My suit's out of power. Mine too.
I have the antidote.
Infected with a gender-specific airborne toxin that increased your levels of serotonin, rendering you useless. But there's no time to explain. Gemma calibrated you for the road attack sword. You shouldn't have any more problems. Now get out there. I'll down more thick coordinates in transit.
Yes, Doctor.
He's like, oh, me too? Okay. Oh, but you just took one.
That backstabbing little
Summer. Easy now.
Hey, Tanaya, stay away from our women.
Really?
No, I mean, not our, like, ownership, just like our team. our team, you know?
Now who's outnumbered?
Are they gonna morph again?
Or chasing that bot.
Right.
Let's go.
There you are.
All right, our Sentai footage for the day.
Time to burn out.
Yeah, hurry up. You only got like 3 minutes.
Hey, let us have some fun. Yeah, we'll take care of this gas face. Attack formation.
Wait a minute. His energy's low already? Ouch.
This is how we do it, Glasgow style. Prepare for final strike.
Wow.
Yeah. Way to go, guys.
All right, so first off, that was fast. Two, they technically showed that arrow go all the way through, kind of.
With all the men asleep, this city is going to be crawling with chicks. It's going to be like shooting fish in a barrel. Well,
yeah, not a good idea, man. I was just...
Go ahead.
Not a good idea.
My hood.
Told ya!
Where's my hood?
We found it.
I'm sure you could buff that out,
that
you know?
That must have been one really, really cool fight.
It sure was.
Don't worry, we'll take the dents out of it, give it a fresh coat of paint, and it'll be good as new.
I don't want it like new. I want it how it was.
All in the line of duty. He understands.
Don't ever drive my car. Ever.
Don't fall asleep on the job, and I won't have to.
Ooh.
Come on. Buck up, Dylan. It was an emergency. They needed a ride, so they did the right thing.
How is driving my car into a tornado the right thing to do?
Probably because they didn't take mine.
Or mine. Ah,
yeah.
Definitely a right choice.
Ew.
Tanaya failed again, Master. It was the most embarrassing thing. Her programming may need an upgrade.
She doesn't know the truth about, you know, does she?
No. And I want to keep it that way.
Oh,
ooh, a mystery!
I mean, just rotten to the core.
I built you, didn't I?
Indeed you did. And you did an excellent job, thank you.
I'll show Kilobyte who's ruthless.
She looks so angry. Okay, I have to admit, that didn't seem quite nearly as exciting as the version I was... as the version from the Sentai. Why is that starting? That's weird. So I'm not as excited about that one. But that was still a pretty good episode. Everyone got to do something. I don't know that the girl part was that big of a part of it. But, you know, at least there was a lot of humor. I like the humor. Anyway, that's going to do it for this time. Next time, we'll be watching another episode of Power Rangers RPM entitled And Action. It's a strange behind-the-scenes episode of the show. I'll explain more next time. Until then, take care.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright the respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.